Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you're listening for the first time since lockdown or a regular listener, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations. At this time, the new national COVID-19 restrictions do not have any effect on our current plans for services in the church. As always, this is constantly reviewed. For those of you who subscribe to the Bible Reading Notes, the process for annual subscriptions for 2021 are changing. If you wish to continue next year, you will now have to order your notes direct from the Glow Bookshop in Motherwell, as there will be no collective orders available. Details of how and the costs are on our church webpage. Our Bible studies have resumed on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. We will be using material for Advent entitled Coming of the Saviour, which is a 6-week study programme. Full details can be found on our webpage. I am now in the process of organising the free will offering envelopes for next year. At this point, I have to assume that there will still be restrictions on our worship services. For those of you who have changed to standing orders, I will no longer issue you envelopes. However, if later in the year you decide you wish to return to envelopes, just get in touch with me. A wee reminder that due to COVID restrictions, the church, like every household, is under constant financial pressure. The church could benefit financially if you're a taxpayer and sign up for the gift aid scheme. There are no additional costs to you, nor do you have to give the same amount every month, only what and when you can afford it. We can then claim from HMRC an additional 25% of everything you have donated. Please give this consideration. As I have said, there is no additional cost to you, but it could have a big impact on the church financial position. These are all intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
Thank you, John, for your kind words of welcome. We come together today as friends, family, and as a community, bound together in common humanity to pause, to be silent, and to remember with appreciation those who have given their lives in service of others, to remember with dismay the suffering, destruction, and pain caused by human conflict, to remember with sadness those whose death has caused us loneliness and pain. We come together not to glorify war or conflict, but to recognize its cost and commit ourselves to be peacemakers and peacekeepers. We come together to pray for healing and peace, that one day all peoples will lay down their arms and embrace one another as brothers and sisters in one human family. Today we are beginning our services earlier than normal. The intention is that by 11, we'll be able to observe 2 minutes of silence. Before we begin our worship, let us reflect together on Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we'll not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And now we'll sing together the hymn number 161, O God, our help in ages past. Let us pray. Our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Almighty God, you created each of us in your image and likeness to live in the communion you share as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We rejoice to be one in your great human family, invited by you into your holy presence to worship and adore you. God of peace, forgive us when we have participated in that which turns people against each other, for fueling anger and harboring vengeance, for not heeding your call to love one another. Inspire us never to give up on the hope that your life offers us. May this time of worship, together with Remembrance Day thoughts and prayers, help us move our world one step closer to the peace of your kingdom. Father, help us to meet with you in this moment of worship. Make us ever mindful of your goodness towards us and strengthen us to be aware of the needs of others. As we pray for peace, give us peace in our hearts through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Most merciful God, we offer our thanks for the bounty of your providence and the renewing liberty of your grace. We remember before you and commend to your sure keeping those who have died for our country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of others. Be with us now and fill our hearts with your peace, for we pray in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Micah, chapter 4, reading from verses 1 to 5. Hear the word of the Lord. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between peoples, and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Our second Bible reading is written in the Epistle of James, chapter 4, reading from verses 1 to 10. Hear the word of the Lord. Submit yourself to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is what Scripture says. God opposes the proud but shows favour to the humble. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Anne, for the reading. May I speak in the name of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the guns fell silent on the Western Front to bring to an end the First World War. Our nation and Commonwealth have recalled that moment through our remembrance events down the years. Years during which the men and women of our armed services have continued to pay the price for our freedom. Today, on Remembrance Sunday, we pause to honor the memory of the countless millions who have lost their lives in times of war and to pray for peace on earth. We sometimes think of earlier periods of human history, the so-called Dark Ages, for instance, as being times of brutality. But in fact, the 20th century is often described as the bloodiest century in all of human history so far. The scale and the horror of the First World War was such that it seemed unthinkable that it could be repeated. As such, some people called it the war to end all wars. It wasn't long before the world was plunged into the Second World War, in which over 50 million people lost their lives. Many who fought in the two world wars and subsequent wars fought for simple and noble aims, for their families, for their country they loved, for future generations, for freedom. In their lives we see some of the heights the human spirit can achieve, courage and selflessness. Extraordinary examples that we want to show the next generation. When we remember these people, we can rightly be proud. Proud of their courage, but still horrified by what war can do. Remembrance Sunday draws us together in a unique way. Young and old gather to remember and reflect each allowing some aspects of the reality of what to touch their lives. There are men and women we know or who may be worshiping with us today who have served in the military and may have fought in wars. There are probably some people worshiping with us whose loved ones gave their lives fighting for our freedom. On this day, we remember all the people who have died in wars. Not just World War I or the Second World War. We should also remember emergency services, fire brigades, police, and continue to kill in the name of God across many regions of the world. Little wonder our reading from Micah chapter 4 encourages a vision of a world where peace is promoted and the weapons of war recreated into something that builds and helps people live better. They will beat their sword into plowshares and spears into pruning books. The prophet Micah and many following since argue that there are better things we can do with the materials we use to kill and injure, better uses for our technology. The biblical understanding of peace is more than the avoidance of war, more than the absence of conflict. It is about building relationships between people, between communities, between nations, which positively and constructively creates love and care for others, founded on justice for all. As our hearts rightly bleed today for all those lost over the last century, defending our country and keeping us free, let us also have the courage to look at the war that is within us and respond to the simple Christian message of peace and forgiveness. Today is the day for living in God's future. Now is God's moment for practicing forgiveness, denouncing injustice, and building community. God's future has already started. In the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Jesus says that he has come to proclaim good news to the poor, freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Not just for the end of time, but here and now. Let us therefore pledge ourselves to follow the way of the cross. It is the way of serving. It is the way of putting others first. It is the way of forgiving. It is the way of healing, love, hope, and generosity. It is the way of Christ, the Prince of Peace. The Bible tells us that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, died to set us free from the penalty of sin. Instead of death, we have been given eternal life. This week, as we celebrate Remembrance Day, let us remember to stop and give thanks to God for those who have paid the price for our freedom. Let us also remember to thank God for Jesus, who has set us free from the penalty of sin, because he was willing to pay the price. Amen.
Good morning. Remembrance Sunday. Another day, another date impacted by COVID, but still must be marked with the gravitas it deserves. It would seem fitting that rather than choose a piece of the stock repertoire for this occasion, that instead I choose something fitting from the music learned during lockdown, now finding its place in our Sunday services. There is one piece that stood out above the others for being particularly moving and poignant, and it is this that I would like to share with you today as a musical act of remembrance from us here in St. John's. It is the music of the late Ennio Morricone, and this is in fact a medley of three of his most outstandingly beautiful pieces. As I play, I would like to ask you to direct your thoughts and prayers in a very purposeful way. The first piece is Gabriel's oboe, and during this I would ask you to feel gratitude. Gratitude for the sacrifices of the fallen. Gratitude for the freedom of our lifestyle. Gratitude for those who continue to put their lives on the line for our benefit. And gratitude that God gives them their strength and calling. The second piece is Cinema Paradiso. And in this, I would like you to acknowledge heartbreak. The heartbreak of those left behind, those fallen. For the relationships prematurely ended. For the children and grandchildren who will never know the love of their father or grandfather. For the family and friends who will never be able to fully enjoy the fruits of their sacrifice, but suffer the interminable pain of a broken heart. For the thousands upon thousands of lost lives we remember today, we also pray that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And finally, the music from the film Somewhere in the West. Probably the most simple and peaceful of the trilogy. And yet it is at this time that I would ask you to acknowledge fully and deeply the devastation of an active war zone. The nearness of death, the trauma of bearing witness to unimaginable horrors, the agonizing suffering of the maimed, the burden of guilt of killing that will be carried for a lifetime, the decimation of physical and mental well-being. Perhaps in the sweet tranquility of this beautiful music, the bitterness of the battlefield is an even harder pill to swallow. There are also very uplifting moments in this. Lift up those poor fallen souls in prayer and be thankful that the freedom and peace that the sacrifice of the fallen has brought to our lives has taken them to a place of eternal peace.
Thank you. Our prayers for others. Gracious ever-living God, as we humble ourselves before you today, praising your name, we never fail to forget how great you are. And as we continue to be thankful and content with all you provide to us, we also give thanks for guiding us not to be tempted by the many earthly materials we don't need. We continue to pray for our community in these ever-changing and uncertain times. Lord, we recognise there are many people with various needs, the lonely, the ill, the bereaved, the anxious, the homeless and the lost, and those feeling broken and hopeless. Lord, may they feel your calming presence, and may our eyes and hearts be open to those around us, that we can continue to support and protect each other. We pray for our churches, ministers and congregations, that we can come together and work together to keep all of your people connected in fellowship and safe. Lord, we bring before you all of our children and young people at school, college and university, that they too stay properly informed of the current world health situation and go about their daily life sensibly and safely, but free of fear. On this Remembrance Sunday, let us remember all who sacrifice for others, not only in past wars and conflicts, but in current conflicts and even those working through the current pandemic. Those who are just doing their everyday job, but also making great differences in people's lives. In the silence of our hearts, we come before you naming and remembering family members who sacrificed long ago, as well as those known to us today. God of hope, we remember those whom you gathered home from the storms of war and life into the peacefulness of your presence. When the need was greatest, they stepped forward and did their duty to defend the freedoms for which they gave the most precious gift they could, their lives, the freedoms that we enjoy and often take for granted today. Forgiving God, never let us forget those who paid so terrible a price. May the examples of their sacrifice inspire us and refresh in us the selfless love and sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, and guide us to submitting ourselves to you, that we may love selflessly, that you are known through us. God of compassion, help us to honour their memory by caring for the family members they left behind, who love them in death as in life. Bless them and fill their homes and their lives with your strength and peace. We pray their wounded comrades are properly cared for, and pray that no other young men and women are forced to follow them to a soldier's grave. Merciful God, we ask that you take into your most precious protection our service members currently deployed. We pray for a safe return. As the terror threat level increases, be with all who serve in our armed forces and uniformed services today. Bless them and their families. Grant your loving protection in their daily duties. Along with people of goodwill from every nation, guide us to answer the call to work for peace and justice, and to seek an end to violence and conflict around the globe. Those whose names we remember today may unfortunately fade with the passing of generations. May we never forget what they have done. Help us to be worthy of their sacrifice. We pray for all those who suffer as a result of the conflicts around the world and ask that you, God, may give them peace. for civilian men, women and children whose lives and bodies are disfigured by war or terror. God, may they know your love and peace. God, give strength to the peacemakers and peacekeepers, and give wisdom to all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military and religious, in the search for reconciliation and peace. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in you for the future. Help us to cleanse and purify our hearts as we strive to draw closer to you, for you are the source of life and hope. Lord God, accept our prayers in the name of your Son and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for enriching our worship with your gift of music. And thank you, Yvonne, for your prayers today. On your behalf, I would like to say a big thank you to our team of volunteers who are providing us with safe space within which we are able to worship in our sanctuary. Please be assured that we are thinking about you. We love you, and we are holding you in our thoughts and prayers. Few days ago, Joshua prayed, and he said, God, give us power to win this battle. And I'd like to re-echo the words and prayers of Joshua by saying that together, under God, we'll win this battle. Stay safe and live in peace. We'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 419, Thy Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. After the hymn, we'll sing our national anthem, God Save Our Gracious Queen. And then I'll take the benediction. And now we'll sing, Thy Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the state, and all people unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants life everlasting, and the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.